Start your engines. Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center, Orlando's direct diamond importer and the exclusive jeweler of the Orlando Magic, hits the road now.
Now here's your host, Dante Marcatelli.
And welcome, everyone, to Magic Drive Time. It is presented by International Diamond Center. Dante Marcatelli here with you. Our producer is Aaron Berlin. Cody Clark, I believe, is milling around somewhere in the studio as well. We got a full show coming your way. The Magic win last night, St. Patrick's Day. Didn't need any luck, but they took it. Any luck you can get here down the stretch. They take down the Atlanta Hawks by a final of 101-91. It was not a pretty game. Let's be honest. Let's call it like it is. The Magic shoot just 39% from the floor, but it was good enough to win. We'll break that all down for you as well. We're going to talk about this playoff chase for the Orlando Magic as they currently sit one game back of the Miami Heat with 11 games to go for Orlando. So it's going to be quite a race. We're going to break down the remaining schedules for all the four or five teams that are jumbled up there, 6 through 10. So we'll break that down for you. We're going to talk NCAA tournament, all that. We're also going to have an interesting topic. On Wednesday, we have a special night planned inside the Amway Center. We'll get you some information on that, but we're going to talk to Jeff Bennett, co-founder of Speaks Out, and it's a big push to recognize mental health awareness, and we're going to be involved heavily in arena on our broadcasts on Wednesday, and we'll speak with Jeff about why that is so important, so you certainly don't want to miss that coming up here in just a moment. But a big win yesterday for the Orlando Magic. Again, the start of a game two of a five-game homestand. Another game that they had to win. They took care of their business on Thursday against the Cleveland Cavaliers. I thought everyone was still feeling it a little bit from a couple of days at the Vintner dinners over the weekend. The Orlando Wine Festival and auction, which was a phenomenal event, by the way. Absolutely tremendous, and certainly more details will continue to come out about that in the coming days. But just a terrific event, and all for a terrific cause, the Orlando Magic Youth Foundation. But the guys were busy over the weekend. It was not 2 days off. They looked a little sluggish. Starting that game last night, number of guys did not play well. Jonathan Isaac looked pretty beat, 0 of 7 from the floor. It was a struggle for certain guy. Evan Fournier, 4 of 12, although he, like he always does, knocked down some big shots late. You got a good boost off the bench for Wes Iwundu, a career high 14. And I thought Michael Carter-Williams did some things. I think this is a guy that plays with a fire. He plays with a competitive spirit. I think this is a guy that's not afraid to mix it up. Got a technical. DJ was jawing a little bit with Trey Young, and Michael Carter-Williams took exception to a couple of things Trey did, and he picked up a tee for it. He dove on the floor for a loose ball. Chased down, I think it was Torian Prince on a breakaway dunk. It might have played a part in causing him to miss that. So I think you're going to get a guy that's going to hold down the fort. He's going to be your backup point guard. My guess would be you're going to sign him to another 10-day or the rest of the season because of his familiarity with Coach Cliff and what he brings defensively. So I think there's a lot to like there. But a good win, a win the Magic had to get. Now you turn your attention to Wednesday when the Magic will host the New Orleans Pelicans. The Magic win last night, so you win too with Papa John's Pizza for the rest of the night. You're getting 50% off your regular menu price for the rest of the night. PapaJohns.com. Use the promo code MAGICWIN. That's promo code Magic win. All right, now we're going to touch on an important issue in our society, and that is mental health. A special night in the Amway Center on Wednesday night, the Orlando Magic and the New Orleans Pelicans. We'll get some more information on that in just a moment. But the person that's going to break it all down for us is Jeff Bennett, co-founder of Speaks Out. And you can follow him and the great work that his team does at speaksout.world. That's speaksout.world. Jeff, it's a pleasure to talk to you, and I guess I would say welcome, and we're looking forward to Wednesday. Just let us know a little background on Speaks Out. What are you all about, Jeff?
Yeah, thanks, Dante. I'm really grateful to be a part of your show. Here's the deal. Speaks Out is a social movement that exists for one reason: to end the silence around mental health. It's not a charity or a cause. It is a culture-shifting strategy. Our goal is to dismantle the cultural barriers, the cultural norms that tell people just to stay quiet about their emotional and mental health. Because we believe that the crisis only ends if the silence ends. So, about Wednesday. So, we plan to elevate the conversation around mental health to a place it has never been. we're going to accomplish this a number of ways, but one is a co-branding strategy. You see, Speaks Out was not built to live alone. Speaks Out requires an influential brand to live with it. That could be corporate brands, it could be the U.S. military, celebrities, communities, even pastors, and sports franchises like the Magic Speaks Out. And it's through this platform of influence that we elevate and change the conversation around mental health.
You know, it's interesting, Jeff. You see so much about this, and the mental health awareness is for everybody. You see it affecting celebrities. You see it affecting someone who lives across the street from us. It doesn't discriminate. It can go after everyone equally. What are you seeing? What are some of the numbers that might stagger people as far as number of people that are dealing with mental health, and why you feel this is so important?
Look, I mean, this is a human crisis, and a lot of people don't appreciate the scale of the problem because there is so much silence and shame associated with it. People who battle mental illness don't talk about it because they think it's a sign of weakness or they're embarrassed to talk about it. The truth is that 1 in 5 people battle a mental health-related issue.
Wow.
800,000 people a year die from a mental health related issue. Here's another one for you, Dante. Suicide is the second leading cause of death for teenagers.
Wow.
Now, we know in your community, last week on Wednesday,
yes, absolutely,
a 17-year-old girl took her life in her high school auditorium. I'm telling you, Dante, Wednesday, 1 week after that young lady took her life, 1 week, we are going to be igniting a movement in the Amway Center during the Magic Pelicans game. And we are dedicating that evening to that young girl.
Well, that's great to hear. That completely rocked this community, and our heart still breaks for everyone involved in Lake Mary, no question about it. Speaking with Jeff Bennett, co-founder of Speaks Out, tell us how you do that, Jeff. What is your program about? How do you affect change, and how can people get involved and learn more about you?
Well, look, we are not asking for money. We are asking for your voice. So for all of your listeners, please go to speaksout.world, follow us on social media, comment, share, invite your friends and families to do the same. We are begging you. The reason and the way we're elevating the conversation, Dante, is we have a ton of momentum going into our March 20th launch, okay? We have major corporate brands on board, the United States military, countless celebrities, communities, major pastors who speak to us, sports franchises. Now, these are all people with platforms of influence. When they speak from their platform of influence, people listen, people act. And our strategy, which, by the way, I'm an entrepreneur, and Speaks Out was built by a group of entrepreneurs, technologists, strategists, branding experts. And what we did was we built this strategy to weave all of these major influencers together into kind of one megaphone so that when they start speaking from this megaphone, along with all these other platforms of influence, we start to beat a drum so loud and so consistently that the conversation is undeniable. And we think that we begin to shift culture at that point, because the way we see it, this is a cultural problem. And until we dismantle those cultural barriers that keep people wrapped up in the stigma of shame, then we don't change anything. We find this to be more akin with the civil rights movement or, you know, the right for women to vote. It takes that kind of energy and that kind of conversation to change culture.
Well, you're doing terrific work, and we look forward to seeing how this work continues. You're a dynamic personality. We can hear the passion you exude on this topic. And I guess the last thing I would say for everyone listening here in Central Florida, why come out on Wednesday? What can they expect when they come to the game? Mental Health Awareness Night on the 20th. Our game starts at 7 o'clock. You can go to OrlandoMagic.com and get your tickets. What will be in store here on Wednesday, and why is this so important here, Jeff?
Look, the message is going to be bright. It's going to be energetic. It's going to be in keeping with the energy that happens at the Amway Center whenever the Magic play. It's an amazing environment. We love Orlando. I've been to many games. And, you know, look, we've got, you know, 5,000 T-shirts that are going to be laid out. We've got the first 10,000 people coming into the arena are going to have get wristbands. We've got, you know, major digital displays that are providing messaging around the arena. The cast of Hamilton shot a really cool PSA, kind of call to action, that will premiere in the arena on Wednesday. So it's going to be a great night with a lot of energy. We're going to change the conversation. We're going to change the narrative.
Well, I love it. I'm honored to be a part of it, not only tonight, but on the 20th as well. And again, you can go to speaksout.world. Very important, speaksout.world, and you can find out how to get connected from there. Jeff Bennett, co-founder of Speaks Out, really appreciate the time and look forward to seeing you in person on Wednesday.
Hey, God bless Orlando. Thank you very much.
You got it. Thanks so much. Boy, he's absolutely right. It's an epidemic, and it's an issue. One out of five people dealing with some kind of mental health issue, and you're right. The narrative does need to change, and we need to speak out, and anybody dealing with that, certainly encourage you to speaksout.world. That's speaksout.world, and this Central Florida community is certainly still aching and feeling for that family, everyone involved in Lake Mary. So Mental Health Awareness Night coming up on Wednesday at the Amway Center when the Magic hosts the New Orleans Pelicans. When we come back, we're going to shift gears. We're going to talk about this Magic postseason push that's coming up. Big win last night against the Atlanta Hawks, and we're going to do a little NCAA tournament. We got a lot to get to here on Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center in just a moment.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit five or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
Buying a home? I know saving up for down payment and closing costs can be tough, so I want to help. I'm Robert Palmer, and I have a special offer for home buyers. When you use a real estate agent from my new company, Listed.com, and get your mortgage from RP Funding, I'll pay all your closing costs. Check out Listed.com, where you can search homes for sale. And when you bundle a Listed.com agent with RP Funding, I'll pay all your closing costs. Call 855-773-8634 or visit RPFunding.com.
Terms and conditions apply. See website and MLS 701-68 equal housing.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.
I felt okay. I haven't, played 5-on-5 in a little while. So I thought my effort was there. I thought that my feel still needs to, get a little better. I missed some shots at, I missed a shot at the rim that I thought, I could have made. But, most my decision making was good. I think I found guys, took care of the ball. And, I think that's what coach wants. And, I think that's what we need as a team.
Just signed on Friday to a 10-day contract. That's the sound of Michael Carter-Williams, who's playing for his sixth team in 6 years, but he's got familiarity with Coach Clifford. I thought he had an impact. I thought he did some things, certainly played with a fire, great defender on the perimeter, played 16 minutes in his Orlando Magic debut. 0 of 3 from the floor, 0 of 2 from distance. That'll get better. 5 of 8 from the free throw line. He's a career 70% free throw shooter, so that will improve as well. Did have 4 rebounds, 1 assist, a couple of fouls, so 5 points all told in 16 minutes. For Michael Carter-Williams, who is looking to secure a spot on this Magic roster, maybe get signed for the rest of the season and have a chance to play in the postseason with Orlando, and he helped the Magic grab a win 101-91. Thanks again to Jeff Bennett for joining us, co-founder of Speaks Out. We encourage you again to go to speaksout.world. That's speaksout.world. Wednesday is Mental Health Awareness Night. The Magic will be hosting the New Orleans Pelicans, and boy, some powerful stuff from Jeff and some things that we need to address as a society. So we'll continue to have more details for you, certainly on Wednesday, Mental Health Awareness Night, as the Magic host the New Orleans Pelicans. And how about this Magic team? We're making our playoff push. We're going to break down the remainder of the Magic schedule here in just a moment. Also, the surrounding teams and what lies ahead, strength of schedule coming up, and just what Orlando's looking at to make up that one game and try to get to the postseason for the first time in 7 years. But first, I want to bring in Aaron Berlin, our producer, and Cody Clark, our talented radio intern as well, and we're talking a little NCAA tournament. I don't pretend to know everything about college basketball. I'm going to say I don't really know anything about college basketball. To me, this is when the country pays attention, as we now have our tournament bracket. But two things I want to hit in particular: UCF, number 9 seed, facing VCU, and this will happen here on Friday night at 9:40. The game right before that will be Mississippi State, number 5, at my Liberty Flames, number 12. Those are the two games I want to discuss. Did both of those teams get hosed a little bit, UCF and Liberty?
Well, for me, UCF definitely did, because I thought that they could go as high as maybe like a 6 or a 7. I didn't think that they were going to be an 8 or a 9, because I thought they had quality wins against Cincinnati as well as Houston. But I was more disappointed them, because if you do get a win in the NCAA tournament, now you got to play Duke. And granted, you're going to play Duke on a national scale, but like, come on, man. This team hasn't been in a while. Just like, give them an opportunity, right?
You're right. That's kind of where they've been predicted to be slotted, though, wasn't it? Kind of around there. I just don't understand, Cody, how you're a top 25 team a week or so ago. A tough loss to Temple, I know that hurt you, and then the loss to Memphis in the first round. Is that what did it? Is that what dropped them to a 9?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, they lost to Wichita State early in the year. They have some losses on there that are a little bit tough. That conference is nothing to shake a stick
at.
But
you were a ranked
team.
If you're a top 25 team, you're not a
7 line. Probably would have had them on the 7 line. So that's kind of where I have it. But they have a great chance against VCU, because VCU's best player was out with a knee injury and could miss the tournament. And VCU has to prepare for a guy that's 7 feet 6 inches tall. They definitely haven't seen that this year.
Well, Dante, I'm just going to say the same thing that Michael DeCourcy said on this program a week ago. You know, UCF is a team that nobody knows how to prepare for, because like what Cody just said, you have to prepare for something that you have not seen this year, and that's a giant.
You've not seen ever. You got to prepare for something you've never seen in your life, a 7'6 guy patrolling the paint. I love that Liberty got respect. I love that we were a 12 seed. I was nervous they were going to make us a 16 or a 15.
I was going to say, that's what I loved. You just thought they were going to be a 16. You ended up with a 12.
Wasn't that great? But so from what you guys are telling me, it's a bad draw, though, because Liberty does not have size. The starting center is 6'7". Now, we're top 10 in the country in field goal percentage, and we're top 10 in three-point percentage. So we do shoot it well. But, man, we don't have size. Is that an issue for us?
The ability to shoot the three is going to be the equalizer, because you did touch on that. But, you know, you and I were talking at the table last night. Mississippi State is tough. They have Quindary Weatherspoon, who's scoring almost 19 a game. They have Lamar
Peters
at another guard.
I'm not worried about him.
Who's scoring 12 a game.
So I'm not worried about him.
I'm not really worried about the size, really. It's going to be, if you contain Weatherspoon, you're going to do all right, because he's the guy that has them playing really well right now. They only lost to Tennessee by 7 in the SEC tournament. Not that they're going to make a run, but Mississippi State's a tough team, but Liberty's got a chance. There's a chance there.
Every year, AB, a 12 seed beats a 5, right? Come
on. Absolutely. And I will say this, you know, Kansas got a 4 seed, and the 5 in their bracket is Auburn, and I would much rather have Mississippi State as my 5 than I would as Auburn. So I think you might be in good shape there.
Well, it might be John Morant and Murray State beating Marquette. If there's going to be a 12 that beats a 5, it could be that kid getting hot. Okay, guys, I want to do this quick. I know we're up against it, but how about this? The Orlando Magic remaining schedule. As we sit today, the Magic are one game back of Miami for that coveted 8th spot in the Eastern Conference. The remainder of this homestand is New Orleans Wednesday. Then you have Memphis, Philly, then a four-game road trip. And this is going to be a difficult one for the Magic. At Miami, which to me, if there is one must win on this schedule, it is that one. You have to win that. That gives you the tiebreaker. You can finish the season tied with Miami, and you will get that eighth spot. So that to me is critical. Then at Detroit, at Indiana, at Toronto, home for New York, home for Atlanta, and then you close it out at Boston, at Charlotte. 11 games remain. You're currently ninth in the Eastern Conference. Your strength of schedule is 16th toughest in the NBA, 490 win percentage. What say you, AB, about the remainder for Orlando?
Well, to me, it is that four-game road trip that you mentioned. But Dante, what I hate about that Miami game is that not only are you probably going to exert a lot of energy the night before having Philly on your home floor, then you got to turn around, you got to go down to South Beach, which has been a problem for him, but I hate that it's on the back end of a back-to-back. If it wasn't the back end of a back-to-back, I'd feel much better about it. But that Miami team right now is playing really well, but I love the fact that you're going to get New York, Atlanta, and you've played Boston well. And then that game against Charlotte to end the year is going to be so crucial.
And you don't know that that'll mean anything for Boston, so that could potentially be a rest game. You can't bank on that. And then you got the Charlotte Hornets. You don't want the entire season to come down to a must-win in Charlotte. I'll just say that right now.
Can you imagine the storylines with Clifford going back to Charlotte with an opportunity to go to the playoffs and knock his old team out? I think that would be wonderful.
Absolutely. It's the same for James Borrego, who would love to beat the team that he coached for. Okay, so the team directly in front of you is the Miami Heat. They have 13 games remaining. They're currently the 10th toughest schedule remaining, a 535 win percentage. They're 33-36. Here's what lies ahead for Miami. At OKC tonight, this is the start of a four-game road trip for them. At OKC, at San Antonio, at Milwaukee, at Washington. So that Washington is probably the easiest of the four, but it's at the end of a four-game trip. Then you have 2 days off. That's what I don't like before you host the Orlando Magic at home. Magic will be coming off a back-to-back, although it's in the state, but you're going to have 2 days off for the Miami Heat. They'll host Dallas after that, at New York, at Boston, home for Boston, at Minnesota, at Toronto, home for Philly, at Brooklyn. Cody, if you look at that, that's not an easy schedule. 10th toughest remaining, but again, it comes down to that. They could drop some games on this four-game trip.
No, they absolutely could, and it's tough. You know, Russell Westbrook got his 16th technical of the year the other night, so he, I believe, is in line to miss this game. Now, it does help the Magic's case that it's in OKC, but real tough break there for us in terms of the Orlando Magic.
They're
going
to get
us. George is going to... is going to go off. If you're an Orlando Magic fan, you're locked to your TV for that. But Miami's playing really well. And the only thing too is you've got those tough games and you have 13 left. So there's a chance to drop a few of those. But if you're the Magic, you just got to keep winning those games one at a time, and that's what they're doing right now.
We got to beat the Miami Heat. Keep your eyes on this, folks. The Brooklyn Nets. I think that's the team we have a chance to catch. The toughest schedule remaining. At Sacramento, at the Lakers, at Portland, at Philly. Come home for Boston, Milwaukee, Toronto. At Milwaukee, at Indiana, home for Miami. I think Brooklyn falls out. I think Miami stays in. I think we get in. But it doesn't matter if you don't win on Wednesday and you don't win the rest of the games. You are supposed to win. Keep it going. That'll do it for Magic Drive Time, presented by International Diamond Center. Coach Cliff joins the show tomorrow.
When it comes to the best diamonds at the best prices in Florida, Magic fans choose International Diamond Center. It's why IDC has earned the title Exclusive Jeweler of the Orlando Magic year after year. IDC dominates the competition every day with a massive inventory of hand-selected diamonds, literally thousands of designer rings, an unparalleled selection of fashion jewelry, the guaranteed best values in America, and the strongest warranties in the jewelry industry. Learn more at shopidc.com/gomagic, where Magic fans shop for jewelry.
Chick-fil-A has teamed up with the Magic to reward fans with free original chicken sandwiches. If the Magic hit 5 or more three-pointers in a home game, everyone in attendance of that game will win a free original chicken sandwich from Chick-fil-A.
Left corner, that's 48-43. Got it to go.
Right there. People up front.
All you have to do is take your ticket stub or your redemption offer in the Magic app at any participating Central Florida location for a free original chicken sandwich. For official rules, visit OrlandoMagic.com/Chick-fil-A.
You're listening to Magic Drive Time.